Blog Talk Radio. de la mansion de la majesté. You move mountains. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. Hey, you cause walls to fall. And you cause chains to break. Hey, you cause chains to break. Hey, you cause chains, hey, to break. Hey, you cause, and I'm not sure. Hey, and giant fall. Hey, giant fall. Giant fall. Giant fall. Could you move mountains?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. You are worthy, God. There's none like you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you perform miracles. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, for making a way. We thank you, God. We glorify your name, God. We magnify your name. You are worthy. We praise you just because of who you are. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. You are worthy, God, of the praise. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for your hand upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. We thank you for a right mind, God. We thank you, Lord, for our children. We thank you, Lord, for our grandchildren, God. We thank you, Lord, for breath in our bodies. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you on today, God. We thank you for our marriages, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for, Father God, increase. We thank you for provision on today, God. We thank you, Lord, for health, oh God, and strength, oh God. We thank you for peace on today, God. You are worthy. There is none like you, Lord, and we glorify your name, God. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, because you alone are worthy, God. We have searched all over, and we cannot find anyone, God. Could not find nobody, God. Hallelujah. Nobody greater than you, God. So, Lord, we glorify your name. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We worship you on today, God, because you alone are worthy, God. Hallelujah. So we lift our voices to give you praise. We lift our voices, God. We humble ourselves before your mighty hand. We ask that you come into this prayer room in a mighty way, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you have your way during this hour of prayer, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise God. Somebody go ahead and praise God today, because God truly is worthy to be praised. My soul rejoices, hallelujah, when I think about his goodness, when I think about his mercy, when I think about all he's done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for setting me free. I thank you, I praise you, I worship you. My God, you are worthy, God, hallelujah. My God, somebody out there knows what I'm talking about. You're saying to yourself, like me, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise him enough. My God, hallelujah, that's how good he's been to me. So we thank God for Jesus on today. Pastor Anthony and I, we thank God for you all on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the prayer line on today. We continue to pray for Pastor Anthony as he's out there working in peak, my God, during this season. Amen. That God will continue. God, we pray for Pastor Anthony right now, God, that you will strengthen him, that you will keep him, Father God, that you, Father, oh, glory, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for healing him from cancer. My God, 2 years ago, wow, he was fighting the battle, but Lord, you gave him victory over the battle and called cancer, my God, hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you renewed his strength, God. We thank you for raising him up. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Father God, just Father God, giving him, Father God, newness of life, my God. We thank you, Jesus. And even during this season, God, we ask that you will give him strength, that you will continue to protect him on the roads, on the highways and the byways, that you will replenish him, that you, Father God, will continue to edify him, and Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to let your hand be upon him. Oh, Lord, we bind up the hand of Satan, and we declare that no weapon formed against the man of God can prosper, but he is yet victorious in all things. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you tonight for Pastor Anthony, God, for his faithfulness, God. Continue to raise him up, continue to use him mightily for your glory. And Lord, we will continue, Father God, to serve you with everything in us. And we give you praise for the man of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good and worthy to be praised. We greet you, Pastor Anthony and I, on the behalf of Pastor Anthony and myself. We greet you. Amen. Hallelujah. In the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 reads, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his government shall be upon his shoulder." Now, let me read that again. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Emily would have wanted me to read that even as we're going into Christmas. Amen. As we're going into Christmas next week, God is reminding us that the reason that Jesus came is not so that we could go out shopping and spend all of our money. Amen. And for those, I said it on Sunday, for those of you who are givers, and you have the money to spend, please go ahead and buy gifts and get, go ahead and be a blessing. But for those of you who don't have it, do not allow this holiday, this precious holy day, to stress you out because of the commercialism of it. Amen. So many people are going into depression over this season because they don't have money to buy presents, because they don't have the resources to be the blessing that they want to be. But do not, God knows your heart, and know those that love you, those that really matter, they know your heart also. Amen. So be a blessing, you know, in the way that you can, whether it's cooking somebody dinner or buying a gift or calling somebody to say I love you or going to visit somebody who doesn't really have family. You know, be a blessing in the way that you can be a blessing. Do what you can, and don't stress out about what you cannot do. Amen. Because that's not what this holy day is about. This holy day is about the birth of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Why did Jesus come? Jesus came to bust open the camp of Satan. He came to trample Satan under his feet. My God. He came to trample Satan under his feet. He came to demolish the power of Satan, as God talked about in the book of Genesis. He said that your seed will be crushed under the feet of the seed of the woman. My God. He let the devil know your time is short, because the woman's seed, which is Jesus, is going to take you out. Amen. So, and then he told Mary, you get ready to give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, which means the Lord saves. The Lord saves. Our Savior was getting ready to be born, and Mary said, Lord, let it be done to me according to your word. Amen. So we need to just be mindful and prayerful during this season of whom we can be a blessing to. And as you're sowing, as you're giving, give to your church, my God. Give to the prayer line. Amen. Be a blessing to the kingdom of God. Amen. Give back to God during this season. That's the biggest blessing that we can be, to say, God, how can I give back to you? How can I bless the pastors? How can I bless the people of God who have sown into my life all year? Do not forget to be a blessing, my God, even in the natural realm, to those who have sown to you in the spirit realm. Amen. That's how we give back to God. Amen. So Jesus came, and that's why we're here. That's why we are Christians today. That's why we are Christ ones, because Jesus sacrificed his life for my life. He sacrificed his life for your life. And we can say today that because of Jesus, we have the victory over the devil. My God, let me say that again, because the devil wants me to stutter on that. We can say today that because of Jesus, we have the victory over the devil, my God. And the devil can't do anything to us. He has no victory. Let me tell you who's in control. God is in control. Let me say that again. God is in control. Amen. The devil is a liar. He wants us to make him, he wants to make us think that he is in control. But he's already been stripped of his power. He has no more power than the Lord allows him to have. Amen. He has no more power in our lives, amen, than God allows him to have on this earth. And his time is short. He has boundaries, my God, around how much he can do to you and your family. Amen. And we have power to come against all of the power of the devil. So we thank God for Jesus. And that power is wrapped up in the name of Jesus. The power that we have is wrapped up in the name, the blood, the word and the promise of Jesus. Amen. So we have more power than the devil can ever have. Amen. So I just thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Christmas. I thank God for Christmas, amen, that we're entering into this time of celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen, hallelujah. Pastor Emily is with us. I see he has a hand raised. Pastor, you're on.
Well, to God be the glory. Thank you, Pastor, for reminding us what it's all about, not just during this holiday season, but sometimes we don't talk about salvation and the gift of God. Heaven enough. We need to understand the redemption, the righteousness through Jesus Christ, the atonement for our sins, the substitute for punishment, you know, the replacement for judgment. And you are so on point. We can't just brush past it, especially when it's highlighted Christmas, Christmas, the Holy One of Israel. We are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. So it is a blessing that as we give to one another, we have already received the greatest gift of all through salvation and through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So we thank God for every caller, every listener, because when we come together like this, it reminds me of the first church. They came together and they reminded each other, encouraged each other what it was all about. And sometimes we get off course with our own personal troubles and trials. But thank God tonight that you highlighted it's all about Jesus. Amen. So we thank God tonight for recognizing the power of the blood of Christ, that death was the last enemy defeated. And the word declares, death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? So we as believers, once Christ defeated death, once he rose on the third day with all power in his hand, we as believers, this is why he said greater works will we do. Because he already defeated everything that can defeat us. I feel the Holy Ghost right there. He already defeated everything that can defeat us. So, as you said, Pastor, the enemy tries to act like he's in control, continues to try to put fear in us. But he's already defeated, and we thank God for Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Yes. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. We thank God for Jesus, and him stepping into our lives. So what we're going to do is just go ahead and open up the prayer lines, and we thank God. Somebody just need to go ahead and praise God. I feel a praise in the prayer room. Amen. We need to just go ahead and praise God for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We worship you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We thank you, Father, for Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Wow. I'm grateful for, oh, my God. My God, my God. Go ahead and praise him in your car, Pastor. Pastor said, hallelujah. So we're going to take some prayer requests. Pastor, I don't know if you want me to leave your line open or if you want me to put you back on mute.
Transit, but leave my line open. I will pray. I'm able to pray. So just leave my line open. And as the Lord leads, we're going to flow tonight.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Area code 908. God bless you. Your line is open. God bless you.
God bless everyone this evening. I just wanted to continue to ask for prayer in a legal matter. Ask her for God's favor.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, if you would lift that up.
Pastor, I didn't hear.
Amen. I'll pray. We're praying for a legal matter. I'm led to have you pray. Amen.
To God be the glory. But who
I'm
was our caller, Pastor?
This is Sister Cece.
This is Cece.
Amen. Let us sit before the Lord. Father, in your Son Jesus' name, we thank you for your daughter tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah. Father God, you are ordering her steps through your word. We thank you for the blessings of Abraham being on her, covering her. We thank you for your supernatural protection, Lord, and your provision. for every need being met right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you know, hallelujah, she's at the altar, she's at the throne. You say, come boldly, come courageously, because we will obtain mercy. And right now we touch and agree with our dear sister, God, and we say, Lord, have your way. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over every situation. We bind up anything that the enemy tries to do. We bind up any spirit, God, of confusion in the name of Jesus, and we loose liberty. Right now, God, we loose, Father God, your power, your authority, your might. You said, not by power, but by might and the spirit of the living God. So, God, we thank you, and we praise you, and we give your name glory for the victory. We give your name glory for everything, God, working according to your will and working according to the plan of Almighty God. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare your grace is sufficient. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that what the devil means for evil, God, you've already turned that thing around and made it for good. So right now, encourage our heart. Right now, in the name of Jesus, do everything you need to do. And God, we are looking to the author and finisher of our faith. Your word says we look to the hills from which cometh our help, because our help comes from God. So those that call on the name of Jesus, you said we will be saved. So, Lord, we thank you for Cece. We thank you for her family. And we thank you for breakthrough and blessing in every area. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. And we're praying, even as you're praying, it's amazing because as I read that scripture from Isaiah chapter 9, it says that he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. It says that the government would be on his shoulders. Verse 6, it says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And even in that last verse that I read, it says here in verse 7, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. And the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Amen. So it's amazing that God talks about that. He talks about the zeal and the fervor of the Lord of hosts. And the Bible also tells us that the heart of the king is in his hands, is in the hands of the Lord. So we thank God that God's got you. Amen. Even in this legal situation, that God's got you, that the heart of the king is in his hands. And even as we pray, and it's good to pray, the Bible says ask, seek, and knock. Some people may say, why do you keep praying for the same thing? Because we pray until we receive manifestation. We pray, amen. We believe, and we believe by faith, but there's nothing wrong with continuing to pray, to keep asking, keep knocking, keep seeking until we receive what we're asking God for. By persistence and by zeal and by fervor and by loving God and continue to pursue him, I believe that God's going to give you everything you need in this situation. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. So God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And let that peace continue to be with you, even as we wait for God's manifestation in this situation.
I will. Thank you. And God bless you also.
God bless.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We just thank God. I said on Sunday, for somebody on this line, maybe a lot of somebodies, that might need a miracle. This is the season of miracles. Amen. We got to know that this is a season of miracles, that God is yet still working miracles. It says that signs and wonders. The Bible said that signs and wonders shall follow those that believe. My God. And I'm ready for some of those old-fashioned testimonies. I believe that this is the church, that this is the church. New Creation Christian Ministries is the church that God wants to show, because of our faithfulness, that God wants to show signs and wonders through. Amen. Because this is a people on the prayer line, and those who come in the church on Sunday, this is a people that are people after God's own heart. Amen. Amen. So we're going to take another call. Area code 919. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Prophetess, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing really well, thank you. I've been fighting, you know, in the battle, but I'm winning.
Amen, amen. God bless you and Pastor Anthony.
God bless you, Prophet.
God bless you as well, Pastor Anthony. Good to hear your voice. I was asking for a prayer tonight. It's a situation that I've been praying about. I continue to take this situation to the Lord. I just ask you guys for prayer, and also just asking God to give me clarity.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we praise your holy name, Lord. We worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised, God. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we lift up our sister to you on tonight, God. We thank you for your hand upon her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for all of the things that you've done and all that you're yet to do, Father God, pertaining to her and her destiny, oh God, and everything that you have ordained for her life, God. And Lord, right now, Father God, we lift her up, Father God, pertaining to the situation that she has before you, God. And we are asking, Father God, for clarity, God. She's asking for clarity, God, that you would give her wisdom, that you would give her discernment, oh God. We pray that the Spirit of the Lord will rest heavily upon her, Father God, even during this season, oh God, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of, Father God, discernment, oh God, the Spirit of, Father God, hallelujah, of peace, Father God, that you would give her a peace, Father God, even during her prayer time, to let her know which direction you would have her to go, whether you would have her to pursue that, whether you would have her, Father God, to even engage, Father God, in that situation. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for your hand upon her life. We thank you for clarity. We thank you, Lord, for wisdom. We thank you for vision. My God, hallelujah, and all that you get to reveal to Prophetess Nichelle during this season in her life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Hello?
God had given you acuity. It was like a vision adjustment, like when you go to the eye doctors and they say, is it better now or is it better now? And God is just, he's fine-tuning your vision. You know, God is fine-tuning your vision in certain areas. And certain things, it seems that certain times things look blurry. And God says, I'm fine-tuning it. I'm going to give you divine clarity. He says, do not move until it's clear. You know, he says, it seems like it's almost like a sense of urgency in certain situations. But God is saying, don't move until it's clear, until it's crisp, until it's sharp. Amen. There's a sharpening taking place, not only in your vision, but in your weaponry, in the way that you wage warfare. Even in your prayer life, there's a sharpening taking place. And God says, don't back up from prayer in this season. Don't allow anything to make you back up, even in your personal, especially in your personal walk with him. Don't back up in your prayer life, amen, because there's a distracting spirit even trying to come against your prayer life, amen. And God says, do not.
Wrong with the line.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the king?
Can you hear me?
Yes, for a while we couldn't hear you. We can hear you clear now.
Yeah, I had to hang up and call back. I tried to open up your line. The calls are dropping off and coming back on. So we're going to take another caller here. It looks like we're having technical difficulties. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you for this prayer line tonight. We bind up the hands of Satan. We declare victory over this prayer line and over every family, over every life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for breakthrough in every life, God. We thank you, Lord, for being God above every situation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as we continue to open up these prayer lines, we thank you, Father God, for victory, oh God, and we bind up the hands of Satan. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Area code 678, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You wipe away all the tears. You mend broken hearts. You're the answer to it all. You wipe away all the tears. You mend broken hearts. You're the answer to it all, Jesus. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Thank you. I just wanna bless everyone today by just letting you know how it is to have so much faith and just believe that everything, anything and everything shall come to pass. All you have to do is just believe, have faith, and talk to God every day. And believe that your miracle is on its way. So for anyone on the prayer line that's going through anything, I just want to encourage you to just keep believing, because he is the truth, and he will show us our victory. Thank you, and just continue to pray for me, and have everybody have a Merry Christmas, and be safe. And I pray for all of you guys.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. I like that song, Waymaker, Miracle Worker. My God, what a mighty God we serve. Thank you so much for those words of encouragement, for, you know, that praise song, to God be the glory, just reminding us of who he is. Amen. We're going to pray for you. Pastor Emily, can you pray?
Amen. That song stirred my spirit up. Waymaker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, miracle worker, to God be the glory. Hallelujah.
To God be all the glory. Hallelujah.
And he said he's wonderful, counselor, prince of peace, mighty God. I tell you, his characteristics are endless. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we call upon you tonight on behalf of Sister Maria, Lord. She reminded the prayer line tonight of your awesomeness. Now bless her in a mighty way. thank you for the spirit of song that's in her belly. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is yet her strength during this holiday season. Bless her, bless her son. Bless, Father God, the festivities, everything that she takes part of. In the name of Jesus, may she spread the joy of Jesus to everyone that she meet during this season. And God, give her a special anointing. Give her a special blessing. May your grace be upon her in these days as we go into the new year. God, encourage her in the name of Jesus. Even as David encouraged himself, the personal things that she needs from you, God, that she shared with no one, you know what's on the altar. And right now, we touch and agree with her, God, that you would be that miracle worker, that you would be that way maker, that you would continue to be that light in the darkness for her and her son, in the name of Jesus. And God, make a way where there is no way. I feel the Holy Ghost. So, Lord, have your way in the name of Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you and we glorify your name, the mighty name of Jesus. Bless her indeed. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. May you guys have a beautiful holiday. Be safe, Pastor Anthony, out there, and God bless you both. God bless everybody on this prayer line.
Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Thank
God
you.
Bless
Merry
you.
Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry
God bless
Christmas.
You
Merry Christmas. God bless you. Amen. We love you. God bless you. I thought you were coming up here this year. I missed you this year.
I couldn't make it. I wanted to, but they made me, remember, they gave me a higher position, so I had to stay in the home front. I can't take any time off right now, so can't have it
well,
all.
Your next. Amen. Well, we'll be looking
maybe
for you
the
next
summer.
Year. Amen. Amen.
Okay,
amen.
God bless you both.
Okay, God
praise
bless
God.
You.
Hallelujah.
Congratulations again on that promotion. Amen. To God be the glory. I want to pray for those on the prayer line. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for those on the prayer line on tonight, God. Lord, we thank you for every family, God. Lord, even before we pray for those on the prayer line, God, we pray for those, Father God, who are homeless on tonight. We pray for those who are hurting on tonight. We pray for those who are lonely, broken, busted, disgusted on tonight, those who are going through a hard time. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would bless, Father God, those who don't have anything, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are a way maker. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are a provider. We thank you, Lord, that you are a protector. We thank you that you are a redeemer, that you are a healer, oh God. We thank you that you are a comforter, oh God. So, Lord, we ask you to comfort those who are homeless, those who are hungry, God. Let us be the hands and the feet, Father God. Father God, to just bless somebody on this holiday season, God. Let us do what we can to make the difference in the life of somebody, oh God, that does not have resources or somebody, Father God, who can't buy for their kids, oh God. Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you would give us discernment, give us wisdom, and show us, Father God, how we could be a blessing during this season. And Lord, we pray for everybody on the prayer line on tonight, God. Lord, we lift up those on this prayer line tonight. We lift up, Father God, all every family, God. We lift up, hallelujah, the Johnson family, Panisha and Tracy Johnson on tonight, God. We lift them up, God, and we ask, Father God, that you allow your blessings to flood in that family, oh God. Lord, bless them, bless their baby, oh God, Ladria, oh God. Bless their mother, oh God. Bless their family during this holiday season, God. Let there be no lack in their home. Let there be no friction, oh God. We pray for unity for every family on this prayer line, God. We pray, Father God, that if there's a rift between any family members, oh God, that you will bridge the gap, oh God, that you will bring harmony into the families, into the homes, oh God. We pray for unity in every family during this season, God. Lord, we pray, Father God, for the Thomas family, God. Mother May Thomas, my mother, oh God, my siblings, my sisters, my brothers, oh God, in the name
love Jesus. We pray for her employers, Father God, her friends, oh God. We pray for the Johnsons, oh God. We pray for Mrs. Johnson, God, that you will comfort them during this time, God. Lord, we lift up my mother, oh God, that you will continue to give her peace, God. Lord, let there be unity in my family, oh God, with my sisters, oh God, my brothers. Let there be no friction, oh God. Lord, we pray, Father God, for every family on tonight. Minister Jamal, Sister Gail, oh God, we pray for their marriage. We lift up the marriage of the Andrewson household, God, the Andrewsons, oh God. We lift them up. We bind up the hands of Satan. We come against the plan of the enemy, and we speak victory over their lives, over their children, their grandchildren. Continue to blend that family, God. Continue to bless that marriage, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we continue to pray. We continue to bless every family, God.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that every household, as we approach the Lord's Day, as we approach the Christmas celebration on Monday,
yes,
God, we thank you for preparation. We thank you for meeting every need.
Yes, God.
We thank you for providing what grace and what faith has made available. Lord, let us take part of it in
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
And God, we thank you for the miracles and the testimony
yes.
on this prayer line. In
yes,
the mighty
Lord,
name of
hallelujah.
Jesus, continue to lift up Sister Rita,
yes,
her family, her grandchildren, her daughters, Lord, those that she loved, those that she protects, those who are under her watch care, her care. In the name of Jesus, meet every need. Thank you for her faithfulness, God. We thank you that the songs that she write and the ministry that she do, Father God, through her writing and through her music, that, God, she will bless much people alive. So, God, stir up the gift of God in her during this holiday season.
Yes.
Meet every need where she can have a wonderful Christmas and New Year's celebration.
Yes, God.
She has been a blessing, so bless her, God,
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you. The Kahlo household,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, every member through the bloodline of Sister Carmen, Brother Mingo, thank you for that lineage. Thank you,
yes.
Father God, for the heritage.
Yes.
Thank you for the example
yes.
and the witness, Lord. You said, let your light so shine before men that they will glorify their Father in heaven.
Yes.
So I thank you that she is a witness. I
yes,
thank
God.
You, Lord, hallelujah, for their marriage, for their home,
yes,
for the love and the giving heart and the kindness and loving kindness, Lord, through Sister Carmen and Brother Mingo in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
So bless the children and the grandchildren.
Yes.
And, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We
okay.
glorify you in the name of Jesus. The Cece family, Lord, all of her daughters, the grandbaby, bless indeed, Sister
yes.
Yvette.
Yes.
So many looking this way for prayer,
yes, God.
As only you can, God. Cover every family.
Yes, God.
Thank you for your angelic host watching over us, God.
Yes, God.
On the highways as we go to and from school,
yes.
to and from work.
Yes,
we
God.
Thank you, Lord, as we go to the house of prayer that you will watch over us. We bind up sickness of any kind.
Yes, God.
Every disease is canceled.
Yeah. Ooh.
In the name of Jesus.
My gosh.
Every
God.
Infirmity.
Jesus.
Right now, Lord,
Jesus.
We curse it and we cancel
yes.
it.
Yes.
Every affliction right
yes.
now has been destroyed by the blood of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to break every chain. Continue to break every curse in the name of Jesus. So we praise you on this side,
yes.
and we give your name praise, Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God.
Ready?
Yes, we got a final caller tonight, and this is area code 919. God bless you this evening.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Prophetess Rebecca. How are you guys doing?
We are well. Got the Christmas spirit and we hear it in your spirit as well. God bless you.
Hey, this is Jamila. God bless you guys, too. And I just want to, you know, first thank God for all that he's doing and all that he's already done in my life. But I just want to ask for prayer, nothing in particular, just however God leads you.
Amen. To God be the glory. Let's lift that up before the Lord. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Sister Jamila, we thank you for her life.
Thank you
for her family. Thank you for her endeavors, her career,
her goals, her aspirations, God. We thank you for achievement and accomplishment of so many kinds in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that she's looking to the author and finisher of her faith, yes. Lord. I thank you that she's looking to the future because her ladder is greater.
Yes.
So, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
for the blessings of Lord being rich and adding no sorrow to her life. I thank you that the word will be manifested in her life, that she can do all things through Christ who gives her strength.
Yes.
And, Lord, that you will provide every need according to your riches in Christ Jesus.
Yes,
so, Lord, I feel it, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Unto him who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that she could ever think, ask, or imagine.
Yes.
So, Lord, she is above and not beneath. She is the head and not the tail. She is above and nevertheless. So, God, in the name of Jesus, there's a prophetic word over her life. And right now we're praying that you will seal the promises of God over her, which is yes and amen. So, Lord, we believe by faith that you are ordering her steps through your word. We believe by faith right now, even as she said, there is no specific, that your word will continue to be a lamp unto her feet and a light unto her pathway. God, give her discernment in this season. Give her direction in this season. And give her discernment and clarity with wisdom in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Even as I'm wrapping up in that prayer, God, he showed me before I begin to pray that you're going to end this year strong.
My God.
Oh, glory.
My God.
He showed me in the spirit. You finishing out this last week in 2017 strong.
Jesus.
You're going to go into the new year with, I mean, there's going to be so much pep in your step. There's going to be so much authority and zeal in your walk. You're going to be so confident in what you believe in, who you believe in. And God just showed me. I don't know specifics, but he said you are going to end this year strong.
Amen.
So you be bold over these last week because God is going to bless you in a mighty way. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank God for the glory.
God bless you. Merry
thank
Christmas.
God for
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too. Y'all have a happy new
Merry
year.
Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Happy
thank
new
you.
Year.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
God.
Yeah, Pastor, God showed me her finishing strong.
Amen.
I don't know what that means, but maybe she know. To God be the glory.
Amen. Praise God. And God also showed me while you were praying for the prayer line. This is for everybody on the line. God's getting ready to bring vision to pass. God's getting ready to bring vision to pass. And there's going to be a supernatural move of God. And I heard God say, Habakkuk, write the vision. Write the vision and make it plain. God has been giving some of you ideas and visions, and God says, I need you not just to say, God, okay, that's a great idea, I got it, and to feel good about it, but God says, I want you to write it down. And he says, I even want some of you to go a step further and begin to develop the plan. My God, he says, I'm getting ready to show you the plan. I need you to write the plan. For some of you, it's a business plan. For some of you, it's just the goals that God wants. Not a New Year resolution, but God said, write the vision, make it plain. Amen. And even begin as I'm getting ready to give you the steps and give you the instructions on what to do, begin to write it down. Yeah. Write the plan. I'm giving you the plan that I offer you. Write it down. Some of you are getting dreams. Like, I want you to go to bed with a notepad and a pen, because a lot of you have been getting dreams and you're not even understanding the dreams. But God says, I'll bring it to your understanding by and by.
Exactly.
Amen. In due time, I'm going to bring it to your understanding. But he's given strategies. He's given witty inventions. He's given vision. He's revealing gifts. God's showing you insight. He's even giving you discernment. And even as our prophetess Michelle prayed for clarity. God is giving acuity in the vision. He says, write it down and make it plain. Amen. So I just wanted to release that over your lives. Some of you are getting ready to some explosive things are getting ready to happen in your lives for your good. Amen. For your good. So we're going to go down from this place. Listen, Merry Christmas. We're looking to be here tomorrow. Again, Pastor is in peak. Pastor Anthony, he just got here. Amen. So you can see that he is really working hard, but we are looking forward to being here on tomorrow. For those of you who are going to be here, we will probably be here, even if we're just praying. Amen. But we will be here, and we will see some of you tomorrow. For those who we don't see tomorrow and that you're in the New Jersey area, we look to see you on Sunday. Amen. There's an impartation that's taking place in the house of the Lord. So press your way out to New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. God is blessing the house. Amen. He is blessing the house. Amen. There is signs, wonders, and miracles being released in the house. So make your way out. Tell somebody about your church. Bring somebody to church with you on Sunday so that they can experience the miracle of Christmas, which is wrapped up in Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're going down from this place. God bless you. You can sow. My God, some of you want to bless us for Christmas, we receive it.
Amen.
We receive it. Amen. And you can sow by going over to our website at nccmonline.org. Amen. nccmonline.org. And you can sow a seed over there. So God bless you, and we will see you soon. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen.
Give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am. Give my
myself, I give myself to you. Give myself to you.
Come on, can we say that as our prayer tonight? My life is not my own.
I give myself.